A wave of red and white jerseyed cyclists have been wending their way down the North Coast this week, a two-wheeled fleet of outdoor activists participating in the West Coast's first-ever climate ride.
We started in Fortuna, and we're riding 320 miles, starting in the Redwoods and then going down the coast and ending up in San Francisco. And it takes 5 days, so we'll be arriving in Golden Gate Park on Saturday afternoon.
Geraldine Carter, who hails from Missoula, Montana, is the co-founder of the Climate Ride, which she says was inspired to fill what she thought was an obvious need.
We were wondering why there was no big ride out there that was raising awareness of climate change and the need for renewable energy legislation and the connection between getting out of cars and getting onto bikes as one way to reduce carbon emissions. And so we said, why not have a big fundraising bicycle ride to raise awareness of these issues?
The debut climate ride was held in the spring of 2009, traveling from New York City to Washington, D.C., a trip that was repeated last May. After that, Carter says, it seemed only natural to try the opposite coast, and they quickly attracted a sizable and geographically diverse group for the scenic trip, which camped last night near Duncan's Mills.
We have about half our riders from California, but we have a number of riders from different parts of the U.S., a lot from the Northeast and New England and on down to Washington, D.C., and we also have a couple riders from outside the country. We have one from Germany and one from Ireland.
For many of the riders, Carter says, the route, which passed through the giant redwoods of Humboldt County, Mendocino, Fort Bragg, and will finally cross the Golden Gate Bridge, was itself the huge attraction.
This part of the coast is really hidden and sometimes tough to get to, and we've made it really accessible for folks to be able to get their bikes up to this part of California and ride their bikes along this incredibly scenic stretch of coastline.
But she quickly adds, the riders were also drawn by the message they would help carry.
People are really excited to be able to ride their bike and make a statement about green energy and climate change legislation, and to support bikes as a viable form of transportation. So people are pretty excited to be able to raise money for our beneficiaries that are doing really great, important work that's related to climate change and making our streets safer for cyclists.
On the winding, narrow, two-lane roads of the North Coast, 100 cyclists represent a large and unusual presence. But Carter says they've been welcomed by motorists and residents along the way.
Drivers are really courteous. They slow down when they need to. They've given us plenty of space, and they're also really curious about what we're doing. We've talked to a bunch of people in some of the small towns that we pass through, and we've really had a great time interacting. We've felt a really warm welcome from folks up here.
Each rider raised $2,400 to participate, with the proceeds benefiting One Sky, Green America, and the Rails to Trails Conservancy. The California Climate Ride has worked so well, Carter says they're already planning a return trip to the North Coast next fall. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.